It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. I'll tell you, every week I continue to be impressed with a new aspect of Congressman Tim Burkett's career. Initially, it was the fact that he was willing to be the only person out there in front of this UFO UAP issue and actually bringing facts to the table. Even more important than facts, he's actually bringing a lot of questions that need to be answered to the table. Then he is being incredibly independent in terms of calling out shenanigans by members of his own party, then being willing to take some slings and arrows from members of his own party for actually having the audacity to work with and, heaven forbid, actually be nice to Democrats. Well, last week, with his commentary on the FISA issue, I thought this is a voice every American needs to hear. I am very, very pleased to welcome a public servant in the truest sense of the term and somebody that I continue to be incredibly impressed with, Republican Congressman representing Tennessee's 2nd District. Very pleased to be heard on two great radio stations in Tennessee, Congressman Tim Burchett. Congressman, it's great to talk with you again.
Hey, brother. Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure.
Congressman, obviously the issue that we focused on a lot on this show and that you focused a lot on in Congress is the UFO issue. Let me begin with that. You've led with a lot of your Democratic colleagues bipartisan hearings where you question whistleblowers and where you kind of call for a full airing of the facts. Basically, the last time that we spoke, you said stay tuned, that there would be more to come. Where do things stand on that front now, Congressman?
Well, and thank you so much for having me on again. And you can call me Tim. How about that? We're really at a point now where I would like to call in some people from the scientific community. We've got whistleblower type stuff that we would hope would come out. A lot of those folks, though, as you know, we had about 10 or 12 of them lined up for that first hearing, and they all got scared off for whatever reason. Either they were told they couldn't, and the other three just intestinal fortitude just decided to come on anyway, and they told their story, and it was pretty much a blockbuster. It was, as you know, it was covered all over the world. It was the largest attended hearing, we were told, within like 10 or 15 years. So that's where I'm at now. I know everybody's wanting to move along really fast, but I just want to get the good folks in front of us and the appropriate folks in front of the committee. And we're working on that right now with the speaker. And I have a commitment from him and the chairman of the committee that, in fact, we can have another hearing at some point. But I just want to make it good, make it right. Because if we don't, we only get a few bites at this apple. And if we get some fraud or huckster in here,
sure,
says some just off the chart stuff that they can't back up, then I think it hurts the cause. So that's where we're at. It's slow. You know, glaciers look like they're sprinting past us in Congress. I get really frustrated with it. And to the Pentagon and the folks over there in so-called intelligence agencies, they've been slow walking this thing and they know it. But the reality is what we should all be concerned with, it's not so much flying saucers or little green men. It's where the heck we're spending all your money, these tens of millions of dollars that are flowing through doing something that they claim don't exist. They tell us they don't exist, but they continue to study it and they continue to not give us unredacted reports. Whereas, you know, they're just blacked out with whatever, you know, it's like a shotgun.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's exactly what I was going to ask you about, because you would think that the people that would be most frustrated at this point are all the folks that are certain that extraterrestrials are visiting this planet on a daily basis. But really, the skeptics in our audience are really the ones that should most be frustrated, because we've learned, and this is documented and admitted to, that with programs like ATIP and Arrow, the government has spent a whole bunch of taxpayer dollars looking into this. And if there's nothing to it, what are we spending all this money on?
100%. That is it exactly. And journalists ought to be, journalists ought to be the ones raising that question as well. I just think that we've missed the boat completely on this thing. And I would encourage your listeners to call your nationwide. You ought to be calling your congressman, because that's where we've got to get the pressure. They get whispered in their ear up here, "Hey man, don't go down this road. Let's do something else." And they might be compromised or what have you. But I think that we need total disclosure. And the only way I really think we're going to get total disclosure is that either one, somebody walks out of one of these labs, a true whistleblower with proof, physical proof, or we have a commander in chief that just says it's over. We're going to blow the lid off this thing. We're going to tell America everything and then go on about our business.
If people are just tuning in, we're talking with Congressman Tim Burchett, a Republican congressman from Tennessee. Congressman, last question on this, and then I want to pick your brain on one or two other issues coming out of Washington, yeah. if you've got the time. And Tim, I'm sorry. Recently in our area, there was a lot of headlines made with what looks like a flying saucer near LaGuardia Airport. Now, who knows what to believe? And in this age of AI photographs and deep fakes, you almost can't believe your eyes at this point. But I'm curious if you've seen this LaGuardia photo and what your instincts tell you about it.
I have, and I am to the point that I've seen so much stuff, and the intelligence agencies are sharp enough to push enough of this garbage out to where everybody looks at it, and then a week later the experts say, "Oh no, that was a deflating balloon of some sort, or it was something else, or a cloud formation," and they wait to get everybody sucked in. So when we really do have something, they're going to be able to, that people just think, "Oh, that's just another one of those deals, another one of those false flags." And I really think that, and I'm very cautious about that, because every time I'm on a national show like yours, I will get a call, I will get a book, I will get pictures of something, and a lot of them are legit. Somebody sees something, but we've got some I'm pretty sure are white flags the government entities have put out just to send to me, to discredit me and discredit the cause, because we are onto something. They don't like the fact that the American public has the audacity to ask where the millions of maybe billions of dollars have been spent on these projects, and why do they continue to say they don't exist when they continue to not put out what they find. I mean, they've even said, we had testimony, I believe, that said that they have a retrieval operation, that several of these departments have retrieved. Now, what the heck are they retrieving? Something's going on, and we need to know. And like I said, it doesn't have to be about little green men or flying saucers, but when the Pentagon, I can't say this enough, but when the Pentagon, and they don't like me calling them out, cannot find $500 billion in assets, and then what does Congress do? They reward them with $20 billion new or $40 billion new dollars, in the latest NDAA. It's so arrogant, and this bunch up here in Washington, some of them just lie to their people. They say, "Oh yeah, we're really getting on it," and then they don't. They just wink and nod because they know we want our pizzas in 30 minutes or less, and that's about our attention span. And I'm guilty of that too. But dadgum, we got to do better.
I've heard you reference the war pigs before, and it's no secret that doesn't matter who's in charge, Democrats or Republicans, maybe there was a little bit of a departure from this under President Trump, but it seems like the military-industrial complex only continues to grow. The stock price of these military contractors only continues to go up. U.S. taxpayer dollars continue to flow to buy more and more weapons as we get embroiled in more and more conflicts. One of the more interesting theories that I've heard you mention from time to time is that maybe if we understood the energy sources of some of these UAPs or UFOs, maybe there wouldn't be such a need to fight over things like fossil fuels or energy sources on this planet. And that could put some of these defense contractors, if not out of business, at least curtail the windfall profits they're making. You really think there's something to be said for that?
Well, and I misspoke. I should have said war pimps, not war pigs, but I guess they both suffice. But the truth is that if you look at the Tic Tac videos, there is no heat signature given off on those craft. I had a pilot tell me about a month ago, was one of the top pilots, said that one of these craft was 14 feet away from his canopy. And it does, if it does not give off a heat signature, which means it has a, I think they call it zero source energy supply, we could heat our homes in the winter and cool them in the summer. We wouldn't need to fight these wars. It would put them out of business. And they'd have to find a new, and they could go live under a bridge for all I care. But granted, you know, both sides are in on this thing. If you saw, and it's public record, if you saw when the president gave our missile defense system to Ukraine, it doesn't matter where you are on that. That's not my point. The point is that members of both parties had bought stock in that company a couple weeks prior to that major decision. Mm-hmm. And that's public record. And that tells you what's going on. That's it in a nutshell.
I really got such a buzz out of your video commentary on Twitter on the FISA vote. Now, I'm friends with my congressperson, and I knew her long before she was ever in elective office, always been a big supporter of hers. But you basically called out people like me, and if people didn't follow this issue, essentially there was an amendment in the FISA authorization to very simply say you need a warrant to, you know, to spy on people. And you would think you wouldn't need an amendment like that because it's part of the Fourth Amendment. But sure enough, Congress made it so that it failed by one vote, this amendment, but Congress did manage to exempt themselves from this warrantless wiretapping extension, which is kind of amazing. But what you said in this commentary is, you know, you need to forget about these people that you go to church with, that you go and see in the neighborhood, that you know, and really hold them accountable for their votes on issues like this. I'm wondering if you could speak to that, Congressman, or Tim, sorry, the issue of FISA and warrantless wiretapping and how people like me need to overlook maybe our personal friendships with folks and hold their feet to the fire on these issues.
Yeah. So what that says is that they can do a, you know, they can tap your lines or search warrant without a search warrant. Basically, they can search you. And I was told by an assistant secretary at the State Department, he said that search warrants are problematic. And yeah, they're supposed to be problematic. They're not supposed to be able to spy. And the way it works is it's supposed to be to spy on foreigners. But say you've got a foreigner that's on your roof, you know, working at your house, and they're wanting to get to you. So they just research him or her, and they have a cell phone connection to you. So therefore, they backdoor to you. They've used this thing 278,000 times in 2021. That's just what we know of. That's more search warrants than FBI agents. They are using it. Apparently, we were told that people were, you know, somebody was sleeping with some guy's wife or husband or some combination, and they were using it to check on them and search them and just things like that. And some much more nefarious, I'm afraid. And so, yeah, these people come home from Washington and they throw the red meat out at their, you know, at their club meetings and talk about, oh, that Nancy Pelosi making 40%. And, you know, on her investments, how crooked that is. And then, you know, we got people up here, Republicans, making three times that. So it doesn't matter. And my point is that I don't care if you go to church with them. I don't care if you play golf with them. They dated your sister or your brother or what have you. Vote them out if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And this is a clear violation of the Constitution, and we've allowed it by law. And it's as a fancy name, FISA, but it's just a backdoor to spy on Americans, and it stinks.
That it does. Going to let you go in a minute, sir. But you were one of the congressmen that threw out Kevin McCarthy. He rewarded you for that by poking you in the ribs in a very juvenile manner that you'd think would be more suitable for preschool. Now it seems like there's a little bit of a growing Republican revolt against the current speaker, Mike Johnson, Thomas Massey, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They've said they're not happy with with where he's going. And look, there's a lot of things to point to. We've talked about extending the federal surveillance power. He also personally cast the deciding vote to kill what we were just talking about, the amendment to require a warrant, which is sort of unprecedented. Usually the speaker doesn't vote. He orchestrated the passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package in coordination with the Biden administration and allowed Ukraine aid to pass with less than half of the House Republican majority. How do you see Speaker Johnson's fortunes at this point? He still seems to be in President Trump's good graces, but are you ready to do to Speaker Johnson the same thing you did to Speaker McCarthy?
No, because when we did that before, 100% we were certain that a Republican would get it. We're not there. I don't think we could guarantee that. I mean, you have Republicans that are in districts that Biden won by 15 points. So I don't think we're there. I think we could end up with Hakeem Jeffries as speaker or Hakeem Wright, as the case may be. And no, I don't think that's an option. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, they might do it today, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I think that people were, I just don't see it happening. I don't see the numbers there. I don't see the support. And I just don't.
Finally, sir, I alluded to the Ukraine aid that just passed the House. And I think a lot of Americans that may not pay super close attention to this, but even maybe some who do, they think that they're doing the right thing by helping Ukraine stand up to the big bad wolf, the James Bond villain of Vladimir Putin, where, as I see it, and I think a lot of other people see it, it's actually counterproductive because you're prolonging this conflict and leading to more dead Ukrainians. How do you see the way forward in Ukraine, and what role should the U.S. be playing in this?
Well, we gave them $116 billion unchecked dollars, basically, and now we've just given them $60 billion more. We put more in than any other country in Europe has, I believe, combined. It's Europe's war, and now we're seeing a huge number of desertions. They are running out of men to fight this thing. They're either going to bring in mercenaries or other countries. Well, they'll bring in other countries' troops. And I just don't see a country that has a GDP somewhere around California, somewhere between Canada and France, that is not a threat to us. Putin is a thug. He's a dirtbag. He's a no count. I mean, let's just say he's KGB, and we know that. But are these same people that are rattling the sabers, are they going to do the same thing when China rolls on Taiwan? They'll probably write him a strong letter is what they'll do. But what I don't want, and what I'm seeing more talk of, is American boys and girls going in and dying some foreign land that we have no concern with. Mm-hmm. It's not our war. It's Europe's war. We need to be. We're giving them more money than we could have built the wall 12 times. We could have fixed the problem of the lead pipes up in Michigan. We could have, I believe I read somewhere, we could have given every homeless veteran in America $1 million. You know, this thing is out of control, and it's the spigot is the American taxpayer, and we're borrowing that money. We're all 96 billion or 95 billion, whatever it is, that we sent over there was borrowed money. And someday that money is going to come due. And we just keep deflating the American dollar. The average American's paying $200 to $600 more a month just to survive, just for basic groceries. And so I just think we've got our priorities out of whack, and we need to turn the spigot off on the industrial war complex.
Congressman Tim Burchett, I always enjoy speaking with you. I hope we can do this again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, be my guest, 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight, straight ahead.